Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by someone on Subscribestar. He paid for two coaching sessions and wanted me to use the money from one of them to cover whatever topic I choose. So I decided to talk about the hilarious video sketch called Men for Total Equality, which I put a link to in the description. And it probably has over 1 million views by the time I release this video. The video has two comedians discussing how they want true equality and for women to work as crab fishermen and other dirty, dangerous, and difficult jobs. Some of the comments below the video are absolutely hilarious, and I just had to share them. The first line is from a guy that says this, and I quote, "The other night, me and my wife were woken from our slumber by the sound of a downstairs window breaking. Being the modern man we all aspire to be, I insist that she go downstairs alone to investigate. Unfortunately, my wife was shot and killed by the intruder, who fled the scene before he, she, or other had a chance to discover me hiding under the bed. At least I can take comfort in the fact that my wife's dying moments, she knew that I valued her as an equal. Rest in peace, Barbara." Unquote. Another guy said this, and I quote, "My daughter told me that she didn't want to work in the sewer, and I just shook my head and told her, don't let the patriarchy hold you down." Yet another guy said that his wife better appreciate the brick masonry course I enrolled her in. The guys responded by saying that her friends must be rather jealous, and how lucky she is to have you. Another guy asked, did she start yet and does she like it? Yet another guy felt moved by these wonderful stories of total equality and said this, and I quote, "I realized that what an asshole I've been chopping the firewood for years, chainsawing the logs, etc. I finally apologized to my wife for my diversity failings as a man as I passed her the axe. It was hard to tell, but I think she loves me so much more now that she knows how inclusive I am. She said it's very cold as we have no wood." Unquote. So after all these wonderful inclusive comments that I just read, let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Okay to Be Cliché. This website has Flintstone-inspired mugs as well as Manosphere merch like Alphas Lay and Beta Pays, or I Get Around, where we see a Stone Age baby daddy going his own way. There are over a dozen designs to choose from, like this one with the female incel, with a forced chastity belt. If you're thinking of getting married, yabba dabba don't. But if you're thinking of getting one of these for your office desk to piss off Betty the office thought, then yabba dabba do. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to the total equality clown world show. Women want selective equality with only the good parts. But what we need to do is discuss how equality, total equality, is actually what men want. For the longest time, men's rights activists, men going their own way, and incels have all tried to use rational arguments as to why men have it bad in society. Instead, as I've been championing for the last 6 to 12 months, we need to start using woke language and ideas, but pervert them to our own ends if we want to make a difference. For example, imagine going on a date and not opening a car or restaurant door for a feminist, and then telling her that opening a door for a woman means that you're closing the door for equality. Obviously, you won't be getting a second date, but you'd be rubbing it in her face that you know that the equality thing is BS. And you can't believe that women are playing it with a straight face saying they want equality, while conveniently forgetting to mention that it's all about being equal when it's good, and being unequal when it's bad for them. Ryan Long, the guy that put that video together that I shared, is playing the whole thing for laughs, in a very dry way, and he's offending women, but they can't show their offense because it's all in the way he's saying it. It's not what you say to women, but how you say it. I attribute that to the reason that I'm still on YouTube after all this time. Other guys with YouTube channels will use foul language in a loud and triggering way for thoughts. Women complain because their words will sound violent. In some other related news, it looks like someone is willing to give me enough seed capital to start my virtual sex system. So I'm going to start building the prototype within the next 3 to 6 months. Maybe I'll ask one black Jewish transgendered person that I know to be the representative for the company. That way my company will actually be able to speak soy. The idea, of course, is that those on the left are too stupid to recognize that just because you're spouting out their own crazy ideas back at them and look like one of them, that you must think the way that they do. How do you know if someone is an atheist if they go to church and sing hymns and say all the right things? You have no way of testing their faith, especially if they volunteer at a soup kitchen. The same goes for the Church of Woke. If there are no vile Twitter comments and you've never come out publicly and said something that would be quote-unquote problematic, then you can pretty much be selling the most unwoke product imaginable, but if you market it as appearing to help women and sound woke, then it's hard to fight or ban it. This total equality video, in addition to the guy that carefully disguised his anti-jab videos as one where guys need to wear mandatory life jackets, is actually brilliant. It's almost up to 2 million views on YouTube and doesn't have any warnings about medical misinformation, because it discusses the needle situation as cleverly disguised satire. That seems to be the Achilles heel of the left. Even though they're smart enough to recognize the satire, they have no effective way to attack it. But getting back to the idea of fighting for total equality and promoting that women work dirty, dangerous, and difficult jobs, just the way that men do. The video I'm discussing is absolutely brilliant, because the two guys in it are flaking out the way that women would when being presented with a tough situation and pretending like it's perfectly fine to do so. But if an intruder actually entered the house, the guy would be sent off to face him. Either that or face his terrible wife, that will get incredibly angry at him and shame him in front of their family and friends later for not being a man. Then her female friends will bring out doubts about their relationship and say he must not really love you if he's not willing to protect you. Then you'll have to hear about it for years and years. It's obviously a lot more humane for you just to go downstairs and fight the monster you don't know versus fighting the one upstairs that you do know. I think that most guys know this instinctively, that the emotional pain of dealing with a crazy wife can sometimes be worse than losing your life. So why is the equality nonsense and wokeism taken to such far extremes? Recently, I was listening to a video from Black Pigeon Speaks, and he has a theory that the reason that the left and right are fighting each other is a distraction created by the elites so they can steal wealth from the masses through inflation while distracting them. Instead of focusing on the real issue, which is wealth inequality, the left will focus more on social inequality instead. It's a brilliant trick. I remember once I was in a petting zoo with kangaroos, and someone I was with ran out of food and the kangaroo put its arms on her shoulder and was ready to start kicking her because she wouldn't give it any more food. I thought quickly and threw some food at the roo and prevented him from going postal. Maybe I should have actually been for total equality at that point and just let the roo do his thing and kick down a woman to the ground. The last time I saw a woman fall to the ground, I did offer up true equality and didn't rush over to help her. She was also older and probably didn't have too many winters in her anyways. But seriously, if women want total equality, we should give it to them. Remember, the idea is not simply about fighting for equality, but it's about fighting for total equality. So the next time a woman asks you if you're for equality, say that you don't believe that equality goes far enough, and that you want more than 50% of construction workers and bricklayers to be babes. And then let's see how many women feel safe living in homes that were constructed by other women. Maybe when they say that feminism is for equality, you can counter the argument by saying that MGTOW is for total equality, where women have to do everything that men do and can't just cherry-pick the goodies for themselves. Maybe you can tell women, don't let the patriarchy hold you down. You should be able to handle two careers and have kids at the age of 50 like a man can. I believe in you. Or when your wife says we need to talk, you'll say we will after you clean the gutters, babe. Another guy in the comment section under that video said this: my fiance asked me if she could try mowing the lawn last week, and I told her she probably can't even turn the steering wheel on the mower. This video has taught me that I need to let go of the propaganda I've learned my entire life. She can use the riding lawnmower. Thank you for opening up my eyes. I will also enroll her in a blacksmithing apprenticeship. Unquote. Of course, we all laugh and think it's absolutely ridiculous. It must have all just seemed as crazy if you were a man in the 70s when women started entering the job market, complaining that they were slaving away at home in front of a hot stove, and were there at work so they could be set free. The guys back then weren't laughing at women because they couldn't do the job. They were probably laughing at women for coming to work in the first place where they were slaves, when they could have been at home doing a lot less so-called work. They were probably thinking, gee, I wish I was a woman too, so that I could stay at home watching soap operas while my wife is at work all day making it rain. Rain money that is keeping my lazy lifestyle going. The men were probably laughing at the women for being super stupid. They were probably thinking the women going off to work would be a fad like the hula hoop. They probably didn't realize that their children and children's children would be hooped by me too. The video I share says that the total equality movement would mean that women should actually get sexy jobs and careers such as roadkill removal specialists, or some other nonsense. The funny thing is that with most things, if you give a woman total equality, she'll respect you for it, because maybe she will think that you haven't fallen too deeply in love with her, so therefore she'll be more likely to walk around on eggshells around you than the other way around. The guys in the video are hilarious because they're putting so many burdens on the so-called women they're with that no woman would ever put up with it. But it brings up the question, why do men put up with the same behavior when it comes from women? Why do we allow women to use us as tools? It's quite simple, really. A man is happiest when he's serving others because of the dopamine he receives from the validation he receives from a woman or his children. It's nature's perfect little self-slavery reward that comes right out of our brain, and women get pleasure from hijacking that and using it for their own ends. Both the user and the used are happy, and that's the role that nature intended. But of course, women are the ones that decide which man they choose to use. Turning the tables on women in the same way, many women are falling for it these days, especially the ones with daddy issues because they never had a man to please while they were younger, so they might feel compelled to please you when they get older, therefore do all the jobs that would be traditionally masculine. They'll resent you, but they'll still work for you. I met a guy a few years ago that trained his daughter that one of the only ways that she could actually get validation from him was if she used the riding mower around the giant property. She would spend all summer mowing lawns for him, as well as the baseball fields in the town square. She was more tan than a leather sofa when in her early 20s. So there are women out there that buy this, where they're trained by their parents to fish and hunt at an early age. They're deprived of princess dresses and showered with lawnmowers and weed whackers instead. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to the mystery guy that paid for 2 sessions, and I can't remember who you are. So I decided to make this topic for you. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women need to get off the couch and go outside and smash open a can of tar and paint the driveway black. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that are against total equality away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.